Hello, this is episode 28 of the Sexual Healing Podcast. Thank you for coming back with us, and if this is your first time, welcome in. We're glad you're here. I am one of your co-hosts, Dr. Pookie, and as always at my side is the infamous...
Yes, Dark Boy. I don't know if I'm infamous yet, but...
At some point, you're going to say or do something on the show that is going to...
It's going to get me in trouble?
Yes, it's going to earn you your infamous or your infamy bona fides. You're going to get your infamy credit.
My infamy button?
Yeah, you're going to be wild in these streets one of these days. But for now, I cover the wildness for both of us. So,
yes.
On this show, we straddle that border between being respectable and being very...
A little crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy, a little open.
A little bit.
Yeah, Dr. Pookie likes talking about sex, and so I don't mince a lot of words there. So I can get a little wild. But on this here show, we talk about all aspects of life from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. May they be pedicured or crusty, rusty, and dusty. We cover it all with an eye on, shall we say, living your best life, wellness, and just being healthy.
Healing, you know, that's...
Healing, yes, because we know in life as black gay men, there is trauma, possibly from all three of those things. So we are all about helping you to heal it. So we do that in our own little way by discussing life from our perspectives as two black gay 40-something year olds. And one of us just had a birthday last week.
Yeah.
And so he's
I'm still in my mid-40s, though.
Yeah, you're still in your mids. I'm still in my mids despite my birthday coming later this month. You know, I'm just like, you can't tell me I'm not cute, but whatever. although the look I'm going for is not cute. I go for handsome. But okay. So, how was the week before us, Dark Boy? What was going on?
You know, the weeks are always, you know, whatever. I mean, just dealing with the daily stuff at work and stuff there and, you know, trying to take my mind off of it by doing these workouts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, yeah, it's been kind of low-key lately, which is fine. It's, you know, we had a friend that came to stay with us for a little while. So he is back in the UK. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was out just in case we decided to go to the funeral of our friend that died. And, so his family, our friend's family is on the East Coast. So if me and the husband decided to go, mm-hmm. our friend was going to watch the doggy for us. And then, but, you know, we did end up going, so.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was a tall order, you know, to try to get over there for that. But,
you know. Well, you know, we were open to trying. Mm-hmm. If we did go, there was going to have to be some stuff that was just not going to happen. I mean, okay. Some stuff was just going to be cut. Like, okay, we can't be doing all of this. So, mm-hmm. You know, but that's the way it is. What about you?
Well, you know, I was in Boston. It was a typical Boston trip. Really long days. Travel was kind of rough. You know, that flight home is 6 hours in the air, which is not cute. It's about 3 hours past my happy point. The work, like I said, long days, 16, 18 hour days. Got me some clam chowder on occasion. you know, exhausting, exhilarating, affirmative, very spiritual work. It was great. It was just a tough week. It's a tough process. So there is that cost of making those contributions.
But you're paying the price. You pay the price afterwards.
That's it. You know, I paid a price to get there, and I paid a price while there, and now I'm trying to recover. So, you know, I'm hanging in. It's the usual return. So I'm keeping my head above water as best I can and trying to get back in this time zone. Because I was waking up at 3 a.m. our time. So, yeah, so happy to be home. You know, I'm hoping these damn mosquitoes are, you know, a little more pleasant. We'll see. And we'll go from there.
Oh, yes, you're back to the mosquitoes again.
Yeah. That one.
They wonder where you were.
Yeah, that one I was able to vanquish while recording our last show. It's still sitting here on my desk, and I'm like, You know, I will beg forgiveness for my disrespect of the interdependent web of all existence. Yes. But I will also say that that bitch kept biting me. So, including twice while we were recording. And so I'm going to be brave because I don't have my stuff, my anti-itch cream, you know, to nurse these healing bites. So, yeah. But okay, let's get into it because, you know, we're trying to respect the timeline as best we can.
We'll see.
Yes, we shall see. So, blacklist time.
Blacklist.
Yes.
So our blacklist is always our list of things we either love or hate. Most of the time, it's things we love, and it's always a top three. Mm-hmm. And this week, we decided to do our top three favorite grassroots podcasts.
Yes.
So, excluding ourselves, of course.
Of course.
Yes. I could go first, you could go first, however you want to do it.
Take it. Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so my number three, and we always do it 3-2-1. Mm-hmm. So my number three is Gay Side Stories.
Oh, yes. Why you like it.
I don't know. He's Trulificent. He's, you know, I don't know. He's just this. He's identifiable, I guess. I mean, he talks truth, and I don't know. I just seem to like what he has to say, and he has interesting topics, and he has guests on there that are interested. I mean, he took a little break over the summer, but he's back now.
Yeah,
and I like his topics. I like what he has to say. I like, you know, and I usually agree with him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an educational thing too, because like I said, he's talked about depression.
Yeah.
And the way he described it, I thought gave me a better understanding of it. I don't think I could ever fully understand it because I don't think I'm depressed. So yeah. I don't have those feelings. But
consider yourself fortunate.
Yeah. Exactly. I do.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. But the way that he described it, I thought, okay, you know, I learned something by listening to it. So it's, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. You're number three.
Yeah. I love Trulificent as well. My number three is actually a podcast that I discovered because Trulificent was a guest on it. It's Random Tandem.
I think I know which one? Oh.
Yeah. Random Tandem. These two sisters are hilarious. I love them. They are based in Chicago and Milwaukee, I believe, but I think now they're both in Milwaukee. Really fascinating. They do pop culture. You know, it's two sisters sitting there having a conversation, and we're just kind of eavesdropping. That's how the podcast feels. And they tickle me. They're so fucking funny. You know, and
but you said it's pop culture?
Yeah, they cover pop culture. Quite a bit of pop culture, actually. I mean, that is the primary platform for their blog. And they also do some slice of life. You know, they just kind of talk about their lives and lessons and the craziness going on in there. You know, so they have like their wins and the Holy Grail and things like that. So they talk about the really great stuff that happened, the stuff that got on their nerves in the preceding week, popular culture and political news. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a great show.
I might have to try that one out because I don't think I've heard of it. I mean, you may have mentioned that one to me before, but I just don't. That name doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, and I love Random Tandem, and also another show that's kind of like that is the Oprah Rose Show. Those two sisters are a mess as well. They are hilarious. So, yeah. And yeah, so I highly recommend either of those. And there's so many great ones out there. I mean, there are a lot that we're not even talking about because they're not grassroots. This was the only way for us to be able to talk about something other than a lot of the shows you already know about. So what's your number two?
My number two is The Outline. With
The Outline.
Kevin DeWayne, yes.
Kevin DeWayne. Yes, I love Kevin.
Again, I like
Fun
him.
Fun show.
It's, he does have some pop culture on there, but then he has some.
Yeah.
I don't picture it being the main focus, though. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's not, which is not a criticism or anything like that. But he does have some interesting guests and some articles. And there was one episode, got to be, I don't know, a month or two ago, where it was him and I don't remember the other person's name, but they were talking. It just was kind of felt like a very, in a good way, really out of control episode where they just were laughing and they were talking about all these different things that sex related and the difference between men and
that
women.
Was with
I don't know who that
Sensei
was.
Sensei Raven, I think.
Maybe, but
Sensei
that one was
Raven,
very funny.
They cut up that episode, had me screaming. That's like maybe Raven's second or third time on there.
Okay,
that's his yoga teacher.
Oh, okay,
and his good friend, who also has his own show called The Healing Space.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
All right, you're number two.
My number two. Okay, so I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Okay.
Because it was really hard to do three. So my number two is a tie. It is a tie between The Outline.
Okay.
And Hung Up Podcast. Hung Up Podcast are these two brothers from Philly. They are hilarious. Their show, they always open with a reenactment of a scene from a TV show or a movie. So they've done like the Wait and Exhale, with Savannah and Wesley Snipes in the bar. They've done Golden Girls. They've done all kinds of they are hilarious. And it's Eric Dante Cole and Patrick Ryan or P. Ryan. Okay. They are a mess.
Hung Up Podcast is what it's called.
Hung Up Podcast. Okay. Yes. And they are both very spiritual men. One of them is a preacher's son, and has a voice that brother can sing his ass off. Eric is a bit more mellow. Just chill, really fun guy. He was on, I want to say, an episode of Gay Side Stories recently as a guest of Trilificent, but just really cool brothers. They have an uplifting message. They're very issues based. They'll do a little bit of pop culture, but really it's all about what's going on in the world.
Okay.
And how can it's almost like their ministry, where they're really kind of giving you a little food to get through the week ahead, and some perspective. So they are just coming off of a summer break, which was cool. I think they've come back very strong, so I'm really happy they're back. And so, yeah, definitely recommend Hung Up Podcast.
Okay.
if you're not familiar with those two, they are fun. And just to hear P. Ryan sing alone is a mess, because that brother can blow.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's your number one?
Well, my number one is, now I don't even know if this could really be considered grassroots anymore. They may have started out that
Probably
way.
Probably not.
But but it's The Read.
Okay.
I mean, there's just no way that we're going to have a podcast, a thing about podcasts, and The Read was not going to be on there. So, yes, of course, Crystal and Kid Fury. They are they're just number one. They're the granddaddy. However you want to describe them, they are the number one.
They have inspired a lot of us.
Yes, and I think they're very humble about their success and their fame from the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I just think they're the best. They have a lot of pop culture stuff. Sometimes they talk about people I don't even know who they're talking about, but it's still funny to listen to them. I like the reads at the end, the questions, everything is just, really, really good. They are the number one.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do have to. I have to fact check and say that the Reed was never grassroots. However, they have inspired a lot of grassroots podcasters, us included, in terms of like these are just two regular folks
Just
that,
talking and whatever.
And I mean, but they are on Loudspeakers Network, and that's where they started. And Charlemagne the God is on Loudspeakers, so but they have definitely built their audience, because they are extremely funny and talented and insightful, and they will cut a bitch, and I've been listening to them since day one. I think I discovered their podcast maybe on their third episode, because I hadn't been on YouTube, and then I saw that Kid Fury had something saying, "Hey, I'm on YouTube," and or we had a podcast. I was like, "Podcast? What podcast?" So yeah, I've been listening to them since episode three, I believe, and bow down, Butch Queens. I think that was number five, which was just hilarious. Episode 14, Crystal with "Say No to Fuck Boys," a classic. For eternity. So,
Well,
but yeah,
another
I was.
classic on there. I don't know what episode it was, early on, but the cousin fucker one with one of the questions, and Crystal just kept saying, "You fucked your cousin? You fucked?" I just that one was a
Yes.
just classic.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I think that one was before the smell and taste
Oh,
episode,
God.
where
Yeah, I think so.
and they were like trying, they were debating which one is worse, the cousin fucker or just his dick didn't taste right. It didn't smell right. I'm like, oh my gosh, if it's doesn't smell right, don't taste it. I was like, you need to be like, baby, I need to get wet. Let's get in the shower and you wash them balls and then you can play with it. But yeah, the Reed, they have classic episodes. And Fury about to have a show coming out. He has a production deal with HBO.
Yeah, he does.
That's gonna be
Yeah, and
ooh, I'm
I
ready.
don't know what the name of it is, or I don't know if he said.
Yeah. No, he hasn't said.
Okay.
It's still in development.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's basically gonna be based on his experiences in New York.
Yes.
Which is going to be wow,
Interesting.
because there's just there's stuff we don't know. I mean, some of it's not going to be truly his life. It'll be creative license, but I feel like there'll be a good level of authenticity there.
Yeah, I think so.
And I can definitely identify with him on some of his struggles. It's amazing how pervasive depression is. I mean, it's just and the folks that are able to fight through it and produce anyway, it's just phenomenal. So I applaud, held in reverence here. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're number
okay.
one, which
So
I don't know if it's the same one
okay.
or not. I guess not.
No, I kept them off the list because we said grassroots, and
Oh.
I do listen to more podcasts than you do,
Yes, you do.
so that makes it easier for me to do this, but harder at the same time. So we're going to call this, much like we did last week with volume one of our favorite tumblers, this is also volume one of my favorite grassroots podcasts, because there are some that I have in my queue that I haven't gotten to yet that I'm sure are freaking fabulous, like Black and Trans and Lovely or something like that. They're just Curtis's Pods by QPOC is doing gangbusters, because it's bringing some shows into the spotlight, which is really awesome, because there are a lot of voices out there that we need to hear.
Yeah.
And so my number one is, again, I cheated a tie, but there is a link between the two of them. I'm sure you know which two shows these are, because I always speak them up. Gay Side Stories
Yeah.
and Ratchet
Yeah,
Ramblings.
that's what I thought was going to be. When you said random tandem, I thought you were going to say Ratchet Ramblings.
Oh,
That's what I was expecting.
no. I look forward to Monday afternoon when I can sit down after my writing group and listen to my Ratchet Ramblings. Oh my goodness. Ratchet Ramblings, if you watch reality television, particularly black reality TV, Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, any of the locations, Black Ink Crew, Real Housewives that are black,
Yeah, Atlanta and
Yeah, they discuss those shows and they get them jokes off. It's Trilificent, it's oh gosh, Black Dante. I can't remember his name at this moment because I can't remember names anymore. And then Candace, who I think is in Cleveland, and Black Dante is in Atlanta area. And of course, Trilificent is in Houston. And they get on that conference call and they cut up. They talk about them folks like they got about 14 tails falling out their asses. It's comedy. I love it. And it's, and folks be like, don't be taking shit personally, don't be running up on a bitch, but we gonna get these jokes off. And it's just, they are hilarious. And there are life lessons in that show. Their show. So yeah, those are my three. And I mean, there's obviously some others, some honorable mentions out there that are just doing some great work. Young, Black, and Gay. My brain is just not working. The John Effect, John and Jackie, there are a lot of shows out there. So definitely, if you want to find out about some of those grassroots shows, pods by QPOC.com, or just search that hashtag. But in the meantime, in the interest of time, we're going to move forward because I ended up doing exactly what I said I wasn't going to do, which was get lost in a blacklist item. But I think it wasn't gratuitous.
No,
I don't know.
it was okay.
Yeah, I felt like it was all relevant. So we're going to play a little game called 20 Questions today because I am fresh off of a very tough week where I didn't have any time to do research and I'm sleep deprived and jet lagged.
Yeah.
So
we'll see if we get 20 done. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We're gonna stop at the hour mark with the questions, and then if we have anything left in the tank, we will do listener letters. If not, we beg your forgiveness, but Dr. Pookie is fried. So, with that said, let's get into the questions.
Yeah.
Did you did the blacklist first, so I can go first with the first question.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. The first question is, what is one of your favorite things to dream about?
I would say my favorite thing, or one of the things is, and I think it's probably me and my husband probably have the same thing,
Okay.
where we are able to quit our jobs and travel the world and have several houses in several cities. You know what I mean? Like we have a house here, we have a house in New York, we have a house in, who knows, the UK somewhere, and we're just traveling back and forth between these houses. That would probably be the thing that I would consider that my dream. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if that's because I work hard and I become a millionaire, or we both strike it rich in the lottery, or he writes a book and become, however it comes about, I would want to live like that. So that's what I dream about quite frequently. So.
Okay. So I'm gonna let you slide, even though it was really like talking about when you're sleeping, what do you like to dream about? But we'll accept that answer, sir.
Okay. I don't remember a lot
What's
of
your
my dreams.
question?
My dreams are all basically like put 10 different snippets of 10 different movie trailers in a random order, and that's my dreams. I remember bits and pieces. I don't remember whole stories from beginning to end. So I can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all righty.
So if you had a chance to see someone in concert tomorrow, who would it be?
Oh, boy. And the funny thing is, she's here now.
Is she,
I
okay.
think she just had a show. Oh, no, she's not here yet. She was here last week. I would say just for the spectacle of it, not that she's my favorite singer or anything like that, but that level of showmanship, I'd want to see Beyoncé.
That's how I would answer the same. Me too. Same thing.
Yeah. Because she gives you
a show.
Everything she got. And so, you know, her catalog doesn't, you know, it doesn't all work for me. I love a lot of her stuff, but, you know, there are some things I'm like, okay, I don't, that one's not really speaking to me, but I respect what you're doing. But yeah, I would like to see her because I just respect her as a performer. You know, her singing is fine with me. You know, it's, some people are like, she ain't singing. I'm like, no, she can sing. Y'all tripping. She can dance her ass off. She is the complete package. And I would, yeah, I would love to see her if I had, you know, one person to pick. I mean, I'd certainly, I'd love to see Whitney Houston. You know.
Yeah.
I never got a chance to see her live. I didn't get to see Aretha live. You know, I've seen Patty 3 times, so we cool there. I'd love to see Gladys Knight. I mean, the legends, that's who I'd want to see. But certainly in terms of if I had to go to one concert to just soak it all up, I gotta go with B. Because she, that Coachella performance, my God. It's just, you know, it's like if you didn't know, you knew then. She's a bad bitch. I give her that. Much respect, B. Much respect. All right. So, if it was your last meal,
what would
before the end of Dark Boy, what would you get?
What would I have? It would have to be, well, Italian's my favorite, but I don't think I would pick that.
Okay.
Honestly, it would have to be just like some fried chicken. I mean, I know that sounds whatever, but some fried chicken, some potato salad, just, you know, all the typical things that you think about with like a big Sunday dinner type of thing. It would be that stuff.
Okay. And that's cool because there's so much that goes with that Sunday dinner.
Yeah, it's, the mac and cheese, just all of that. The cornbread. You know, some people with the beans or whatever. If people, I don't know if everybody does that, but I do like barbecue beans.
Oh, yeah. Nice little barbecue baked bean.
And I don't know if they're, well, yeah, just that kind of stuff. And dessert would have, I mean, and dessert. Whatever it is, ice cream, pie, cake, whatever. Whatever you got, I'll take it. So,
well, no, this is your last meal, so you get to request.
Yeah, so.
Ice cream, cake, what is it you want?
It would have to be something like that.
Okay, so because you, is the fried chicken your favorite food?
It's not, but, like, I.
What is your favorite food?
Like, I like Italian in general. If it was my last one, I think I would have to go with the fried chicken. My last meal ever. I have to go with the fried chicken.
Okay.
If you ask me the type of restaurant, then I'd say, okay, yeah, I'll do an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual final meal would probably be that fried chicken.
Okay. Nothing wrong with some fried chicken, especially when it's seasoned properly.
Yeah.
They're fried lovely. All right. Cool with me. What you got?
Okay, so if you could change your looks, if you wanted to, change your looks to look like a famous celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, gosh. Whose body do I want? Like, for me, as opposed to, like, jumping on it and climbing it and having fun.
Well, maybe that's the one, though. Maybe the one you would climb is the one you change into.
Okay, well, that's true. Wow.
These are tougher. This is tougher than I thought.
Yeah, this is a... This is a... Because, I mean, it's like... It's like, because I thought you were going to say if I could change anything about my body, what would I change? And I was like, oh, He went to left field on me, and now I'm like, oh shit, whose body do I want? I would say, I'm trying to think of someone who is relatively slender but not overly muscular. So maybe like a Morris Chestnut,
okay.
Around circa, what was that damn movie he was in with Gabrielle Union? With Jennifer Lewis as the mama.
Gosh.
I'm completely... That wasn't... Is it Tuca play that game?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but it... You know, just a slender fit, lean, not over-ridiculously muscled. I think like a Joe Manganiello, his body would be wonderful... But it looks like a lot of work. Well, that's why I qualified by saying it looks like a lot of work. Not to say Morris's wasn't, but I think Morris kind of stopped at a certain level of musculature, and it was just a very sleek look. I appreciated his body in that movie. So I guess something around there, or you know, there's this this thick brother for Black Breeders, but I'm gonna leave that alone. Okay, yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'll stick with Morris Chestnut. Yes. Okay, so my question for you: what inspires you? I guess who or what inspires you?
Well, I would say people. I think anybody who can, like, be outspoken and still do what they want is kind of inspiring to me. I mean, because that's what I want. You know, I don't want to feel like I have to be held back, or I can't say this, or I can't do that. You know, and still keep my job and keep whatever, you know what I mean? So, I try to think of a person in particular who I think, you know, I mean, a good example, I mean, he's not, I wouldn't say he's number one, but a good example is Colin Kaepernick, you know?
Okay.
He did what he felt was the right thing to do, and he kept doing it no matter what was happening to him, and... You know, and it's working for him. So to me, that's inspiring, because it's like he did what he felt was right. And he's, you know, he's not down and out and broke down and all of this stuff. He's still doing it. Now he's got this Nike thing. So, so to me, stuff like that is inspiring. And he's inspiring too. Yeah. I mean, anybody who can speak their mind and do what they want and still... keep it going is good.
Alrighty.
Okay, so have you ever kissed or done anything sexually with a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I did not know that.
oh, yeah. I've, I can definitely count the number of women I've kissed on a hand. In terms of romantic, obviously, you know, you got Audemontes that, you know... Some of them go for the cheek, some of them church aunties, they go for the lips. But I have kissed four women.
Okay. I didn't think it was even one, but okay.
Oh, no, yeah. It's, and I have had sex with two that I can confirm. One that I suspect I did, but I was, you know, several sheets to the wind when it went down. So I just know that I woke up and I had a sticky dick. So I'm guessing that I probably had sex that night.
Okay. I would have guessed. If I had to guess, I would have said zero. I had no idea. Mine is zero.
Oh, no.
I have not done a
thing. Yeah, it's... I have a lot of appreciation for the female form. I love women, but I just don't want to do all that with them. But I am a sexual creature. I definitely am not a Kinsey, was it a six? I, you know, definitely not a gold star gay. Yeah, I mean, if I had my druthers, if some woman is pushing up on me, I'm like, girl, where's your brother, your daddy, your uncle? Yeah, I need you to leave me alone. Yeah, that's how I'm wired. So, yeah. But it's funny because a friend of mine said to me once when I had shared with her the story about the, I think I had sex. She's like, see, you probably got a little pookie running around out there and don't know about it. And I said, well, if I do, I'm sure his mother has raised him well because she ain't told me shit. But I haven't seen her in 25, coming up on 25 years.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the deed was done about 27 years ago.
So you may have her.
And I've never...
You could have.
Well, I'll put it this way. I actually, as I said to my friend, I was like, no, because I never saw her pregnant. We were sophomores and all that went down.
Okay, so then, yeah, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, which is one of the reasons I don't get drunk too often now, because stuff happens, and you know, I like to know what's going on and be aware of what I'm doing and the decisions I make. So yeah.
Okay.
So, what is one thing you would not do for $1 billion?
For a billion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would not. I would not. I couldn't hurt anybody in any way. You know, that either criticize them or hit them with something or push them off of this or do that. I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
Aww.
I would feel like I don't know. It would feel like dirty money if I had to do something like that to get the money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anything that involves hurting or push, you know, just doing something negative to somebody else. Now, if you said, I don't know, if I had to run across, the Golden Gate Bridge 10 times, sure, I would do that. Or 20 times, whatever number you gave me, I would do that. If I had to, run up the stairs of a 100-story building and have to do that for 8 hours, I'd probably do that, you know. But if it involves
8 hours, goodness.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Just something like that. I could imagine stuff like that. But if it involved hurting somebody, then I couldn't do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean. And the question's designed to figure out what's the line for you, you know, and I think you've established that. Because so many folks say, I would do anything for, and it's like, I don't know if they really mean it or if they understand the implication of what they said they would, you know, what they would do. And I mean, you've thought it through and said, yeah, no, not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
And it's dirty money. You know, I think that kind of judgment comes over the years, you know, but that's my perspective on it. Okay.
So my question, if one of your exes contacted you and wanted to get back together, would you get back together with them? With anyone, any particular one?
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, there's really only one I would get back together with.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the, I think I've talked about him previously, the one I met at the family barbecue. And
yes.
Was divorced dad. Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Was this the one that wanted to take you away somewhere? Was that the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To say in a heartbeat is that's hyperbole. I would be open to resuming a friendship, not a friendship, hell, we can sweat some sheets out right now. But I would be open to reestablishing an intimate relationship with him. Yeah. We'd have to, I mean, and part of that reestablishing would be like, look, I know this is how you see things, and you need to understand where I am on some things, and we have to, what are the comfortable middles that we can meet one another at? Because I think at the time we weren't able to do that. He accused me of being very rigid, and I accused him of being very insensitive. I said if the roles were reversed, I would be totally supporting you pursuing your dreams. And I, it's like if it's an issue of us being apart, I would find a way, if at all possible, to be with you because I'd have the resources to do so. It's like, but yeah, it's like you weren't really willing to do that, to make those accommodations for me. You just wanted me to kind of drop my life, and I couldn't do that. But yeah, so
Okay.
I've reopened that wound a little bit.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, I just, yeah, that was, I mean, I think of all the relationships, and it's not like it's been a whole lot, because it kind of takes a lot for me to even go there with anybody in the first place. But yeah, I would definitely be interested in resuming with him. The others, not so much. We didn't work, we didn't fit. So, yeah. Oh, I can see him in that black muscle shirt and then black sweats. Ooh, Lord. Okay. It's just, I have problems. I probably need to go get me some, but I am on sexual hiatus. I have neither the time nor the interest. But I swear, I think my mind and my body are not of one accord on that, but okay. So, my next question for you. Aside from yourself, who was the first person you came out to? Now, you don't have to give the coming out story because we haven't done that episode yet,
Yeah.
but who did you come out
The
to
very
besides
first
yourself?
person?
Mm-hmm.
I actually talked to a counselor when I went to I was going to college. So it was like I felt like pressured. Not, I felt pressure from within that I had to tell somebody, I had to get it out. It was bothering me. I mean, when I say bothering me that I felt like I couldn't tell anybody because my family was not, ready for that. So the first person I
Yeah.
told was a counselor, and I was trying, what I was trying to do is I was trying to get advice from him as to how to do it.
Okay.
And, but it just ended up, it ended up being more about other stuff, stuff that was going on in my life, just trying to come up with career goals and getting a job and just making sure that I was in a place where I could come out. So I never really got the advice from him. I got advice on other things. He was the very first person that I told. And I was
Okay.
nervous doing that, even when I think back to it. I was nervous doing that, but 'cause I was like, "Oh my God, he's gonna have
Yeah.
this terrible reaction." And that was my fear, was having these dealing with people's terrible reactions or negative reactions to it. So
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's scary business. I mean, it because it's something that you've kept so bottled up.
yeah.
And it's like to finally share it, it's like, ooh, I don't know about that. Yeah, it's understandable. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't fully aware of, I don't know if we've ever done our coming out stories with one another. We've probably hinted at different elements, but we've never actually sat down and our stories.
We've never told it from like beginning to end. We've never done that. We've told bits and pieces, but never.
So I'm still piecing yours together, and I'm sure you're still piecing mine together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, that was one of my questions, is what was your coming out experience like?
Oh, gosh.
But I mean, again, not the whole story, but positive, negative, in between. I know parts of it, but...
mm-hmm. Well, I would say, okay, so I didn't come out until college, and it was overall very positive.
Okay.
There was a community I could come out into, although I didn't find it nearly as welcoming and hospitable and inclusive as one would expect. But I had a couple of good friends, and I was able to kind of create my crew where we were all out men of color. With the family, it was a little more complicated, but overall positive. But it was a little complicated for a minute there with the fam. But yeah. If you could have two superpowers, what would they be?
Ooh. If I had two, well, one, I guess it would be a superpower, assuming, since we can't do it now, I would love to be able to fly. If I could just get up in the sky and fly around, I would love that. Absolutely love that. And maybe that's because, like, the first cartoon that I remember watching was, like, Superman, you know, those Superman cartoons. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably where that came from. You know, just seeing Superman, he's just able to just get up and fly. And so I think that would be number one. Okay. Number two, the only thing I can think of, and I get this might be a little weird, I think go back in time and fix things, like fix mistakes or fix things that maybe shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that would, I guess it would be a superpower because we can't do it now. So,
okay.
If I had to add another one, I would say there's got to be some kind of, I would want some kind of super weapon that anybody that tries to do anything to me will get blasted. You know what I mean? I don't know what that would be, but. Something where I have something to protect myself in case bitches come for me or something like that. But
oh, damn. Okay. Okay. All right. What you got for me?
So, one of my other questions I was going to ask you, but we answered it last week, actually, was how many Tumblr blogs are you following? so okay. I won't ask that one.
All right.
I guess because, and well, there's two. Well, okay, so I'll just ask this one. Have you ever worn women's clothing?
There's a crazy story behind that, and I'm still trying to find a picture.
I have to see that picture then.
I have no idea what the hell that picture is. It used to be on my my first website that I created in grad school, but I believe junior year in undergrad, my homeboy and I decided to go and drag. And so he was like, okay. So I borrowed a dress from my mama and it was a nice number. I look good.
Okay.
And my homegirl painted me down. I look good. I did not wear a wig. I did wear pantyhose, and much respect to women that wear pantyhose. My God.
Well, they keep sliding down or...
Yes, by the end of the evening, those bitches were around my knees, and I just left them there, because it was pantyhose suck. But, you know, I was a proper lady, so I kept my pantyhose on. But, okay. Ugh. And I actually, no wigs. I was bald-headed, had some clip-on earrings, face-painted, black dress with some ruching, had about 4 pairs of socks stuffed into breast cups. It was a dress that went below the knee, maybe halfway between there and the ankle, so it was very classy. And I was serving it. Got my ass grabbed many times. I suspect that if I had had... Well, no, I had a boo, but he wasn't around. he probably would have been like, come
wouldn't
here,
have
let me talk to you
all
real
that,
quick.
I'm assuming.
No, I think he would have been fine with it, but he would have been like, yeah, let me, what you got on that dress? You know, and it would have gotten wild. And there may have been some makeup smeared around, you know, I'm just saying. But... Yeah, I actually had fun, except for the pantyhose. I remember it was Halloween, and we went to a haunted house, and we played, we became part of the haunted house exhibit because we knew the people in there. And so I was like, what you need us to do? And they were like, So I ended up being like this, oh gosh, it's very un-PC by today's standards, but I was basically a transvestite who was getting a lobotomy. Not necessarily because I was a transvestite, but I just happened to be a man in his clothing getting a lobotomy. Yeah, you know, so I was strapped to a table and they were putting electrodes on me and I'm convulsing on the table. It was a mess. that was a wild ass night. And my boy, he was much slender, more slender than I am. So he had on a bodycon dress. That bitch looked good. I was ready to cut him. Because he had locks and his stuff was flowing, you know. And his features, with the right makeup, you could kind of convert. You could almost... He could almost pass.
Okay.
He had a relatively pronounced Adam's apple. But otherwise, with his body and the way he was built... I was like, this bitch, he looked good. And he was just giving, you know, I was definitely, you know, that more husky friend that just wanted everybody to know I had it going on. Whereas he was the slender girl that was very confident with, you know, very quiet in her confidence and could pull when she got ready. So... Yeah, we had a ball, but I was so happy, God, that damn pair of pantyhose, I know what to do. So, yeah. And I wore a pair of espadrilles because I refused to wear heels. and then also, there was another time that I tried on my friend's, who was a former drag queen, I tried on a pair of his 6-inch boots. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were like an American flag, and you talk about pain. Yeah, no, never again. Much respect to the drag queens. It's a process. It's some work. It is suffering.
Suffering,
it's
like, yeah.
it's suffering for your art. My God, it's really, it's nothing. Nothing light.
I said the only thing I've ever worn was a pair of my mom's old high heel shoes that she was throwing out, and somehow we had gotten a hold of them, and that's the only thing. I've never put a dress or, pantyhose or anything like that. Blouses, I've never done it, and I'm certainly not the most butch thing in the world, but I've never done that. So the only thing, like I said, is that old pair of high heel shoes that I found. So interesting.
Yeah, my mom had a pair of old heels, and I just remember I'd try them on, and I'd always kind of fall because they were heels. Oh, gosh, they were a lot of work. So I just kind of knew heels and I did not get along. So yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, they were old pair of heels. They were like maybe a 3-inch, and all the sole was like stacked wood, So they were probably a very low budget pair of heels, and they were not comfortable, and I could barely stand up in them, and I think they were too big for me too. So it was just, yeah, it was just a lot. So I think we all have that thing of like, boy or girl, we're just like, okay, those are a strange pair of shoes. Let me try those on.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't attach anything to it other than that's a really odd pair of shoes, you know. So, okay. Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, so I'd like for you to name two TV shows that are no longer on the air that you would like to see either return in their original form or be rebooted. And you got to tell me whether it is a return or a reboot.
A reboot.
Yes.
Now, one of them that I would say that I watched, and there's rumors of a reboot, but I don't think it's been confirmed yet, is Living Single.
I keep hearing that, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's confirmed yet, if they've done that. If they've decided to or not. Or if it's happening, or if they're still in talks, I have no idea. I just heard the rumor, and then it faded away. So that one I would bring back. I would want to bring back as a reboot. Reboot that one.
Okay, with the original cast or new cast?
Same cast, original cast. Because they're all still around.
They're all still around.
Yeah.
Although, John Hinton, from what I understand, was in a pretty serious automobile accident, so he's still physically recovering.
This was a recent accident?
The one that played Overton?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was in a car accident of some kind.
Oh, I did not know that part.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in pretty bad shape, but I think he's going to recover.
If I had to pick another one, I would say, now I like, I'm a little bit of a, there's a little bit of nerd in me, and so I would like them if they, and I guess they're doing it, I'm not really quite sure, if they brought back Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh,
I did like that
really
one.
Cool.
Of all the Star Trek shows and everything, I have seen, now I haven't seen every episode, but I've seen most of those. And they were all good, and it would just be nice to kind of see it, you know, be updated and new with new stories and new worlds, and you know, I just think that would be a very interesting thing, because they never seem to run out of stories, out of topics, out of things to, you know, to discuss or to have a show about. So I think, and it was kind of an open thing. It wasn't like we were not hostile to most of the other aliens. We were pretty cordial with all of them, and they were pretty cordial with us. So I think that would be a very interesting show. And I mean, I know they have the Star Trek one now, but it's not, I don't even remember what they call that one. You can only get it on that CBS All Access or something.
Yeah, is it Discovery?
Yeah, maybe? I think that's what it is.
I can't remember. Okay. I've never seen it, because I'm not giving them $5 a month.
Yeah, my husband, we saw a couple, like the first five or six episodes, if I remember right.
Oh, I heard it was pretty good.
It was good, and but I don't. I'd still want to see maybe The Next Generation. Doesn't necessarily have to be the same people on that one. So that one may be. I don't know. It doesn't have to be all the same people on that one, but just the same stories and the same kind of concept, I guess, would be cool to see on regular TV where I could record it or have it on HBO or something, but just, you know.
It'd be interesting to see something like that on an HBO where they can maybe be a little more forthcoming about certain topics and risque.
Yeah, that's part of the reason, because I would just see how would they handle certain things. I mean, I don't think gay people ever came up as a topic on the show. I think there may have been some people that might have been not quite.
Yeah, they definitely played with gender identity and expression.
But how would they do it now that there's been so much change since that show ended? You know,
Oh, yeah. It would be fascinating to see what they would do exactly. with it now.
And not just that, but just, you know, if it's on HBO or another, you know, the budget may be a little higher. See, my thing, and this is what, I don't know if this makes me nerdy or not, but I like the stuff that has a lot of special effects in it. So I'd want to see when they're visiting planets, when they're flying by stars. I want to see that. So that's what I like about the Star Trek movies, you know, with, you know, Chris Pine as the as Captain. I wanted to say Picard, but that's not. That's from.
No, Kirk.
Yes, Captain Kirk. You know, so it's like. Those are my two.
All right. Okay. Yeah, and I know I saw that one of my reboots is actually happening. Is Charmed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's actually with a Latina cast. Or the three sisters are actually Latinx. I'm like really like wow. I just saw an extended trailer last night. Looks really good too.
Okay.
It's a little. It looks like it's a little more serious than the original series, which had you know some comedic. And it's not to say this one's not gonna be have its funny moments, but it just seems a little darker.
Okay. I didn't see the original, so I don't know. I don't have a comparison. But.
Oh, well, the original, I mean, it was Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano and Holly Perkins? Holly Marie Combs. And then eventually Rose McGowan. So, you know, they were given that flavor. They had their moments, but it was always, there was always a lightheartedness about it. So, this one looks a little more serious. So I'm excited about that.
Okay.
But you didn't ask me that question. It's like, okay. Well, we are definitely.
Wow.
We're nearing an hour.
Yeah.
So, did we want to continue questions or get into our letters and call it a day?
We could do the letters.
Want to do letters?
Sure.
Okay. We'll continue the questions in another episode. And I'll have to think of ones that are probably a little more accessible. Oh, yeah, I didn't get to ask you that last one, but that's all right.
Is it scandalous? Okay. Well, we can still do that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do the scandalous
one. Well, it's not scandalous. It's just kind of like, you know. Okay, so inclusive of solo sex, how many times per week do you want to have sex?
Oh.
It's like, isn't that scandalous?
Yeah. Probably.
But intriguing.
Huh? Inclusive, you said.
I said.
Inclusive of,
yes. Of solo sex, yes.
I'd say probably 3 to 5.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So can I ask you one more then?
Okay.
I don't know if this is scandalous or not. Sure. You could tell me.
All right.
So have you ever paid anyone for sex?
No. Well, I paid him to go away.
Oh. Okay. It's like, I guess it was pretty bad that if you did that.
Yeah, it was just, it wasn't bad. It was just bad for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't say I paid for it, but a request, you know, was made for compensation in the midst of, and I said, okay, that's not happening. But because, you know, services were rendered,
you felt
the payoff happened. Yeah, you know, I said, okay, I'll honor, you know, but I'm gonna need you to never talk to me again. It's like, leave me be. Because I wasn't looking for you, Ash. You came looking for me.
And then he wanted payment.
Had I known. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
So we'll call it a love offering. How's that?
Yes. Well, I did.
It was a modest.
I did, you know. Because I had broken up with an ex. We were together and then broke up. And I had been dickmatized by this man. So I was still feeling those urges. So I thought, let me hire some professional dick. So I did. I was looking to get filled and drilled. So that's what I wanted. That's what I paid for.
Okay. I'm scared of you.
That was that was back before I, met my husband or anybody. That was quite a while ago when I did that.
Yeah, during those younger Lena days.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would say three gentlemen that I have actually said, I would engage your services. and they're all three of them are very location specific. So unless I'm traveling and remotely in the mood, it won't happen. Yeah.
See, and what
I certainly said.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, also because one of them retired, so you know.
He ain't doing that no more.
I was like, what you mean? Oh, you know what? I don't know now. He may not have fully retired. I had to investigate that. But yeah, I was like, I wouldn't object to, purchasing some of your time. But yeah.
Yeah, and when I did mine, it was before any of these hookup apps were even, I think, anybody's imagination. So it was before that.
Yes, your stuff was on paper.
This was in paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting now. I mean, I do think that industry, they continue to survive and thrive in some cases because they've learned how to capitalize on it, but it is interesting. But yeah, I mean, the pro that I paid, I didn't know was a pro. So, yeah. So I guess it's still a yes, but that wasn't the plan.
It wasn't the, yeah.
And
that wasn't the intention at first.
No, that definitely was not it. I mean, it's like, if that's what you're doing, approach me that way. Like, don't approach me under other, pretense, and then all of a sudden
you owe money.
We in the midst. Yeah, and you're like, now, I'm going to do this. You got to pay me. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, well, your tongue is already up my tail, so okay. it's like, all right, I'll break you off a little something, but not tonight. That check was in the mail.
Okay.
And it got cash too. So I guess I officially paid for it.
Yes.
But yeah. Right. So I don't know. So shall we move into our letters?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Because we're doing things a little different, did you want to help a brother out first, or do we still want to ask a brista first?
I like the flow of ask a brista first.
Okay.
So we can do that.
Then I shall ask you.
Okay.
Alrighty. This letter is from Deirdre. And Deirdre says, I have a guy friend. We met through mutual friends, and he's really cool. He's cute, dresses well enough. I love that, well enough. Mm-hmm. Knows what the inside of a shower looks like. That's a plus.
Yeah.
And is really sweet and respectful. I'm into him, but he will not make a move. I drop hints, giving him different wardrobe looks. She said from sexy conservative to bodycon dress realness. Love it. But nothing. All I've gotten from him are smiles, compliments, and hugs. Really good hugs. He gives great hugs.
But she wants more than that.
He ain't giving. Yeah, she's like, but he ain't giving no dick, and I need some. So what I want to know is, and then she gave me a list.
Oh, my God.
First, is he really into me? Second, am I doing enough to let him know where I'm coming from? And third, how aggressive should I be with him? Thanks for any advice. I really like this guy. Deirdre.
She's missing something from her list.
What's that?
And that is he gay? Does he even want her?
Yeah,
is he even interested in that at all? In her at all? I mean, we cannot obviously can't tell that, you know, answer that
I
for her.
I get the impression that he's not, because, I mean, yeah, he's being a little obtuse with her. He could be. But then he needs to tell her that it's not that kind of party.
Yeah, but then also at the same time, I think she needs to tell him that she's interested.
She does. I think.
But it's indirect. It's not. It's not. She's dropping hints. She's not. She's doing these different clothing things or whatever. But it doesn't sound like it's a direct thing. Saying, "Hey, I'm interested," or "I like you." Let's go out to dinner, or let's do something. But I don't know. I don't think she's doing enough. I mean, normally we say people are doing too much. I don't think she's doing enough. But I think she just needs to say it, you know. I mean, now it could be that he's straight, which maybe, chances are he probably is. But maybe he just isn't attracted to her. She may be a beautiful woman. She just may not be his type. So, again, this is all speculation because I don't know these, you know, we don't know. But, because to me, it's if he wanted her, if he's straight and he wanted her, I don't think it would be. I don't think she would be. It would be this much of a struggle. So there is something stopping him. Either he's not into her, or he's not into women, or I'm assuming he's not married or any of that stuff going on. So something is stopping him, and to me, it's like, well, what is that? Because that's, I think that's the key here. That's just my unprofessional opinion.
Yeah, I mean, she certainly leaves out some details that would make it easier for us to know for sure what's going on there. But I think you probably need to be a bit more assertive. If not, I don't think aggressive is going to work. It might overwhelm him. It seems like he does have, if he is interested, he definitely has a gentleman thing going on, or he's just very, he's very conscientious about how he's approaching you and being respectful in doing so. You know, you are giving him your different looks, and he's smiling, which says a lot. He's giving you compliments and he's giving you hugs, but that could be like, "Ooh, sister," you know, as opposed to, "Ooh, baby." So you need to basically ask him at this point, like, I have put a lot of things down, and I don't know if you're not perceiving that it's there, or you just keep dropping it on the flow. I don't know which one. So I really, you need to basically ask him, like, what's going on? Like, are you interested? Is it more your speed to go slower and very deliberately? Are you with somebody else?
Yeah, she needs to know all this stuff.
Do you not? Yeah, it sounds like you haven't really gotten answers to some basic questions that I would think you'd have, because you're kind of in relationship and of some kind with this guy, you know. But it also sounds like you just haven't really laid your game down. And I think, you know, I think we're past that age and that era where, you know, a woman has to wait on some man to show interest.
Yes.
You can basically say, "Hey, I'm interested in you. You know, how about we get dinner?" And, you know, because of the pay gap, you know, the gender pay gap, I can maybe go Dutch, but if you want to cover it, that's cool. Yeah. It's like, you know, you can do some different things. But yeah, I think it would probably help you tremendously to just very directly say, "Hey, I'm interested in you on a different level, and it seems like they're spending time together."
Yeah, I would. Yes, that part does seem to be true.
Yeah, so I think you need to just address him a bit more directly. And I can tell you, some guys are just really that dense.
Yeah. Well,
their heads are just really that thick.
Yeah, but also this, I think this reminds me a little bit of last week's question I want to say was from Paula, where she was expecting the man to figure out what would satisfy her instead of just telling him. This kind of reminds me of the same thing. Like, okay, you're doing all this stuff, but just tell him, ask him, you know.
No. Paula, I think you're talking about Tyrell's letter, because the woman said she expected him to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, never. That's a... I didn't need to interrupt you with that.
No, but yeah, you had it right, yes. And so this just reminds me of that. It's like you're doing all this stuff, trying to make somebody else figure out what you want or what you are looking for, and you're having to write into a show to ask questions about it rather than just talking to the guy to himself. Just again, be direct. You know, and just ask him, hey, I'm interested, just like you said, I'm interested in something, you know, on a different level. You know, are you interested? Just something to get the conversation moving.
Yeah. But I think the other thing, though, that she needs to be aware of is we don't know the exact nature of this relationship, but you did say you needed some dick, which it sounds like you're already getting his time. So dick is something extra. It's qualitatively a little different.
She's getting compliments and smiles, but she doesn't want that.
Yeah, and hugs, you know.
Yes, the hugs, yes.
He could be a good Christian gentleman. He could be a virgin, saving himself for marriage, which is, you know, a noble pursuit. I is not one for me, but that could be a factor where he's like, I'm not even trying to open up that door. You know, he is establishing some degree of intimacy with the hugs. Maybe not as rambunctious as you'd like, but...
clearly not.
There is... Yeah, and he's spending time with you. I mean, that's the other thing. He's spending time with you, and y'all ain't fucking. That is a big deal for guys. If he was fucking you, and then he giving you his time, but... y'all ain't fucking, and he's still giving you time. So you need to basically sit down with him and say, hey, you know, I'm just trying to understand what's going on between us, because I'm very much interested in you and taking this to another level, and I'm getting unclear signals back from you. So is that where your interest lies as well? I mean, you need to have a direct conversation with him, basically. Go get what you want, girl. If you want him, go get him. But the reality is, if he is, if he is practicing chastity or celibacy, well, not celibacy, celibacy is a little different than not having sex, but if he is, in fact, not having sex, being in a relationship with him probably means you're still not going to be having sex, but at least you're you know where it could end. That when it's time, he'll give it up. That's all I got, girl. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
Okay. All right.
It is time for Help a Brother Out.
All right.
And this week we got Earl.
Oh, my. Earl sounds old school. Well, what you got, Earl?
So he starts out, how old is too old to keep having sex? It seems like everything sexually related is geared towards younger people. And I keep hearing that I'm too old to be having sex. But all my equipment still works. I look a lot younger than I am, and the men keep lining up for me. What gives? So, is he too old? He didn't say his age. So,
okay, Earl, tell them hoes to shut up.
Yes,
I am really trying to understand, because
people say this though.
If
they do.
First of all, if you can still pull like that and the boys are lining up and your shit still works, tell folk to mind their business, yeah, and you go on and work that out. I don't know. This whole thing of too old to have sex, that made no sense.
I know,
to
but
me.
But people say that though.
No, maybe they're saying he's too old to just be having all this random sex with people, and they feel like he should be settled down. But not everybody is meant to be coupled or paired off like that.
That could be, but my thing is like, if everything still works, and
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, your shit's still working. Hell, Earl, call me.
You can't let other people's opinion limit. You know, say, well, I can't do this because people think I'm too old to be doing this. I mean, again, if you're able to do it, you're able to do it safely, and you're having a good time and they're having a good time, I would just keep doing it. You know, do it till you can't, you know.
Yeah. Now, Earl, I will say that if you are engaging in a lot of random sex that has gotten to the level of being reckless, where you're really kind of, the people around you that care about you can see that this is not feeding you and it's kind of eating away at you, and maybe you're trying to fuck the pain away of some kind, then yeah, they have a point. But you're not too old. You just really need to get some help. Start doing your work. Being more aware of why you're having sex. If you like the younger ones and they like you, then hell, well done, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
My good sir. Good done.
Yeah.
You know, go work that out. Sweat out some sheets. Flatten out some gel. You know, yeah, go, you know, get your lube and your condoms and your prep and go out there and have you a good time. Hell, sound like Earl's a treat. Because it's like, he didn't have plenty, and he know what he doing. I'm like, hell, Earl,
yeah,
if you ever in Southern Cal, call the brother. We can have dinner. We'll start there.
Yeah, again, if you got it, protecting yourself, you know, there's nobody to tell you you're too old to be having sex.
Yeah, that just seems a little odd.
To me, those people who are saying that, when they are your age, they were probably wishing they could still have sex. You know what I mean? I always feel like that kind of that karma kind of comes back. And the people that are criticizing you now are going to be the ones wishing they could be you when they're your age. So I would not listen to them too much.
Yeah, I think, as I said before, if your behavior is becoming self-injurious or delusional in some way, then I understand their point. And you have some work you need to do there, because all the ass in the world ain't going to fix those kind of problems, whatever they may be. But... you know, and if you're being a bad friend, like if you're flaking on folks because, you know, this or that piece of ass,
yeah,
and, you know, they calling you on your shit. That's a problem, you know, because these all seem to be, they're lining up, so I don't know if you just doing them and tossing them, but you got to remember, you can't privilege a random piece of ass over your friends.
And who knows? And maybe that's why people may be saying he's too old. Mm-hmm. But they would be saying he's too old. But see, but that's probably true for anybody, though. Not just being older. I mean, if you're in your 20s, you probably shouldn't be putting some random side piece above your friends and family. So, I don't know. We don't have enough history, I guess.
Well, and that's... yeah, I mean, we don't have all the details, but I think that's also just, it's an old story. And I think the other side is, people have expectations of you based on your age, that, you know, you're supposed to act a certain way. And clearly Earl is like, I'm enjoying myself, they're enjoying me, mind your business. I mean, that really seems to be it for me. If you're acting irresponsibly, then yeah, intervention is needed. But otherwise, have fun, man. Don't let them folks bother you. Yeah. Tell them to stay off your dick. Or maybe, whoever talking, they want to get on
That's, it. That was going to be my next thing.
Ooh. What's the story, Earl? What's the story? You got that longtime friend that's pining away and you refuse to acknowledge him. What's going on, Earl? You better stop torturing that man. He's been waiting for you. Either give him something or let him know it ain't gonna happen. But you know, it's all speculation, Earl.
Yes.
But we happy that at whatever age you might be, that you know what you're doing and you got all the stuff to do it with. Bravo. Bravo. That's all I got for Earl. You got any closing words for Earl?
That is it. That's all I got for him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's close this baby out.
Yes. So, anybody who wants to send us questions for Ask a Brista or Help a Brother Out, send your emails to sexualhealingpod@gmail.com. And we may just read your letter on our show. And Dr. Pookie will give us the social media information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if email is just not your speed, you can reach us on Instagram at Sexual Healing Pod. We are also on Facebook at Sexual Healing from Top to Bottom. And we are on Twitter at Pod Sexual. And if you want to look for pods like ours, hosted by queer people of color, you can actually search for the hashtag PODSBYQPOC. Once again, that's PODSBYQPOC or Pods by QPOC. And that can be a .com as well, and you will find a directory of folks of podcasts hosted by queer people of color. So, that's all we have for this week. I'm going to do my best to get back in Pacific Standard Time and, you know, work my hustle as best I can. So, any closing words for us, Dark Boy, this week?
Just my usual. You know, be good to yourself and be good to everybody else.
Okay, and ain't that the truth?
Yep.
Is that not what we trying to inspire folk to do? By telling too much of our business. Okay. Well, you know mine. Be a blessing out there in the world, not a curse. Yep. And, you know, if you are locked down, follow friend Fantasia's advice. Go ahead and free yourself. All right. So, that is all we have for this week. I hope to be a little more lucid next week. But, you know, hey. One can never predict such things.
No.
Alrighty. So, enjoy that outro music as we fade away into the abyss.
Yep.
Take care, y'all.
Until next time.
Until next time. Bye-bye.